Maddie in the Morning.
Kiss 108.
Hey, guys, welcome back into the Maddie Show. So here's the deal, some behind the scenes here. I was in Florida yesterday at Matt's studio because he's still recovering from the surgery. And so we're all sitting here in Boston now. I came back to Boston last night. But what's cool is because of our setup, I can look into Matt's studio in Florida. We can all see inside the studios. And the good news is, Dom, can you hear us? If you are, turn on your microphone. We can actually see inside the studio and whether
He's
or not,
not
Matt
there.
Is ready to go. I see the
I'm
doors
here.
Are closed.
Oh, you
Dom,
are.
You're
oh,
there.
Okay.
Dom, give us the update. What's going on in Maddie's world this morning?
I'm here waiting for Matt. Marianne told me to wait till 7:30. Matt told me 7. So I was here at 7, and Marianne said 7:30.
Okay, so, well, it's closer to 7:30, so maybe you should start listening to Marianne.
Or else. Marianne is Mama Bear down there.
Exactly. Yep.
Do not mess with Mama Bear down there. But at least when you think of this, right, because we had the Richard Branson blast off into space, and then we had the Jeff Bezos blast off into space. We're looking in the studio now in Florida, and it's kind of like – T-minus whatever
it is, it's
until
so funny.
Matt enters the studio.
Yep.
We're pretty confident. I do know this. Marianne will not wake him up. Mm-hmm. So if he
I think
sleeps,
that's a good rule of thumb. Like, let him sleep like a baby.
You heal when you're sleeping.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially when the surgery was that close to the brain.
Right. You need healing.
You don't want too much stress on it because it exhausts him. I did notice
it
that.
It does.
The 3 days I was down there with him is that – you know, he'll be fine, and then like 10, 15 minutes later, he's just exhausted.
You lose your energy.
Yeah, it's more of a mental exhaustion than anything else. But I think that's kind of funny that we're looking at the doors.
Well, it's like he's on the launch pad, and we're in T-minus, you know, 20.
It's hilarious. Right. So when the door opens, it's like, oh, must be time for right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident he'll be in for the right now segment because he made his re-entry 2 or 3 days ago. Just in time for right now. So we're standing by waiting for Matt. Did somebody really win the vax lottery?
In Arkansas, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Winnie, is there a reason you didn't walk me through it and make sure I entered this vax? I'm vaccinated.
Because you say $1 million is not enough for you to care with
money
getting
said
away.
That.
It has to be hundreds of millions of dollars.
This is a different thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I paid the price. Okay, I got 2 vaccination shots. I should be worthy of the $1 million prize.
It's easy to sign up, Billy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so easy.
Really? Where do you go in case people are listening now?
Well, we're doing the first drawing this Monday, July 26th, so you want to get in. You want to register because we're doing our first drawing on Monday.
Oh, so Massachusetts doesn't have its first draw.
No, until Monday.
Okay, so I'm still in.
Would you like me to set it up along with
that
your passport today?
That would be kind. Okay. And you still haven't worked on my passport.
I gave you all the information I needed from you. You didn't give me anything.
It's been expired for a year now.
I don't know your social by heart.
You two are like a married couple.
I know your credit card number by heart, but I don't know your social
security
by heart.
She picked him up at the airport last night.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you crash the car or no?
No.
Oh.
You know what,
though? Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, I was happy taking an Uber from the airport.
No,
when he's like, how are you getting home from the airport? You need a ride? So then I texted back, how much?
I said, don't worry about it.
Always about money with
her. Well, you know, I'm down one job, so.
Okay, you know this, Justin. And
I do.
Lisa, you do too. She said, oh, no, I'm happy to do it. It's not about money. You know all she was thinking about the entire ride to and from. I wonder what he's going to pay me.
Is it going to be 50 or 100?
It's been
that's
nothing
what she's
so
thinking.
Far, but that's besides
See
the point.
See what I mean?
Anyways.
So how about this? It was the worst traffic I've ever seen at Logan Airport. I don't know why, Lisa. Do you have an explanation?
Well, traffic in general is going to get much worse, especially this September. There was actually a big article on Boston.com this morning that more people are driving instead of taking mass transit because of COVID. So they see that continuing because all of these people bought used cars.
Right.
Like there are no used cars anymore either.
Right.
Because they didn't want to take mass transit. So,
well, I've lived here my entire life. I was born and raised in Cambridge. I've lived in the Boston area my entire life. And when I got in Winnie's car, which, by the way, it wouldn't have hurt you to clean it a little bit.
I went into, I literally spent $19 to get it cleaned.
Barbecue chips smashed between the seats.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
That car hasn't seen a vacuum since 2012.
I went to the car wash at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, you're not going to get much back on that car. You
know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to run into the ground.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. So anyway, more traffic. Like, am I lying? You picked me up at the terminal. It was at a standstill for a half hour.
To get there was a backed up to get into the terminal. And then I thought, oh, he only went for 2 days. He must not have checked a bag. Oh, no, this man checked like a king-size duffel bag, like he's going
overseas.
Like he came back from Iraq. You know what I mean? Like he was serving in war with this big duffel bag. And I'm like, what are you doing? You were there for 2.5 days.
Okay. I know,
well, you need the dinner shoes. You need the workout shoes. Okay. You need the flip-flops. You need the dress shirt. Okay. You need
the blue shirts. He needs the blue shirts.
You need the pajama shirts. And I was like, it was 2 days.
Okay. Winnie, I can understand how you see it as weird. Lisa, you cannot talk on this topic because...
But give me a break. I'm a woman. Like, we're supposed to, like, have more shoes than guys.
Okay, but the basics, okay? You know you're going down there, right? So I need shoes to play tennis in, right? I mean, it's a beautiful tennis resort down there. I need shoes to go running in. You can't run and play tennis.
I have this argument with my husband. Every single time we go away, he looks at me. He's like, this is ridiculous. And then I go through the list like you're going through.
I need flip-flops, right, to kind of walk around the house. Brand new UFOs came in the day I was leaving. It was perfect. And then you need a pair of shoes, at least one, maybe two pair of shoes to wear at night, whether or not it's...
One to two.
You got to dress for dinner, even though it's at the house.
You don't have to dress for dinner.
Six pairs of shoes.
Yeah. He got there Sunday night and left Wednesday morning.
Six pair of shoes, varying assorted shoes.
He has this thing. It's bigger than him. It was like 6 feet tall.
Now, right, you need T-shirts to sleep in, right? Not going to walk around naked.
How did that fit in the Corvette?
That's another aggravation.
Oh, Dom's Corvette.
Yeah. Dom never brought the Corvette. Dom somehow managed to usurp the Mini Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now his Corvette sits in his drive. Dom, you there? His Corvette sits in the driveway unused. He saves the mileage. Somehow he gained ownership of Matt and Marianne's Mini Cooper.
Yeah, I took it to get serviced, and I have no ride yet to get back. You know, I'm here with the Mini Cooper right now. And I have to go home eventually, so...
Well, you know, yesterday you should have had Billy drive to your house, get the...
In what?
No, you could have taken the Mini Cooper to get his vet. You could have driven back, dropped the Mini Cooper off to Matt and Marianne, and then driven his vet.
Why would I do that? I'm the guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not driving to and from
anywhere.
Oh,
my Lord.
Okay. Sorry, I was trying to come up with a solution for Dom.
But back to the wardrobe. So you got to have the T-shirts to sleep, please. You got to have... shorts to run in and to work out in, right? And you have to have shorts to walk around during the day. Matt and I took a few walks. You have to have pants for dinner. You dress for dinner out of respect. And a couple of dressy shirts. And then you need the DOP kit, right? So it all goes in the bag.
Yeah, you should see the way my husband packs. He literally will pack. If he's going for as long as you did, he literally would have nothing in his suitcase.
Really?
So
he'd put the same clothes on the next day?
He probably would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you can get a pajama shirt twice a
year.
Yeah,
you don't need like three separate T-shirts.
Yeah.
Or three separate nights.
To sleep in?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep in the same shirt two nights in a row.
God. Okay.
What's wrong with you people?
You are such a prissy person.
Anyway, it's T-minus whatever. We're still looking at the double doors that lead into the Maddie Studios in Southern Florida. Dom is on watch. He'll let us know, or I'm sure we'll see Matt come bursting through the doors. But we're coming up on right now, and you've got to call in now. 617-931-1108. Give us a call. Tell us any story you want. This is when you get to talk and share your stories and your aggressions. 617-931-1108, and you can be on right now. Right now, call in.
Kiss 108. If you fall